Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nice. How do you take the heart? You don't feel it.
It's like in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom when the guy reaches in the chest and pulls it out,
and
he just stands there, and then the chest cavity closes back up. I don't know if that guy felt that.
He reaches in, he goes, Galiba, Galiba, Galiba,
Galiba,
and he pulls that thing out. It's still beating. Yeah.
Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. What he does, the walk, whoosh, takes the heart out, Galiba. Puts it in the bag, and whoosh, gives it to him. That's Galiba. A better one. Hardy, you weren't here yesterday, and they played Phil Collins, did Jim, at noon, and we kind of, I got confused.
Did Jim?
I got confused. I'm like, whoa, it's not Easy Lover, so it's not Thursday. They got us thinking, should be a 12 o'clock Wednesday song. And we don't know what to put it in there.
What does Wednesday feel like?
Wednesday suck usually, because it's like right smack in the middle. You're there, but you're not there yet. Today I'm feeling better. That's why, like, hey, you see my energy today coming in? Ready to go.
Yeah, again, a little much, but. There it is.
Because I remember.
No, you got to keep going. You got to fast forward a little bit.
Why?
Because it builds up. It builds up to the Galima, whatever that means.
There's something else playing back there. I have no idea what it is. Sorry.
You'll get to it.
Okay. I know that there's, I got issues though. I had something else playing somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from. See, something else like playing.
That's really good stuff.
Somewhere on my computer. I don't know where it is.
I get it.
Are you watching the Masters?
No, I'm not.
How is the Masters going, by the way?
Oh, give me another update here because, you know, it changes every second, Beetle. That's a beautiful thing about the Masters. Leaderboard constantly changing. 62-year-old Larry Mai has had a share of the lead a little while ago, but he's fallen a tiny bit off here. Right now it is Scottie Scheffler and Lee Westwood at 3-under par. Brent Snedeker, player I always liked, can't seem to break through. Really.
Westwood, Snedeker, two guys I heard of.
He and Hideki Matsuyama, heard Webb Simpson, Henrik Stenson, Xander Schauffele, Paul Casey, all at 2-under par. And then someone that we have a little bit of interest in around here, Charles Howell III.
Why do we have interest in him?
Might have a little action going with Charles Howell III.
We'd like him to be on the top of the leaderboard after today.
What's that Molinari?
Am I in on that? I said I'm in on any and all bets. Just tell me what I owe.
What's Molinari in?
He's plus 15,000 to win just the lead after the first round.
He doesn't tee off until 2:48 p.m. today, so he's going to get about maybe 10, 12 holes in, I would think, before darkness will overtake them, and they're going to have to finish up round one tomorrow.
Time to get
that
dark,
would be my guess.
How's Lucas Glover doing?
I don't know. Google it, Zoe. Augusta, Georgia, sunset. 5:27 p.m.
It is later than us.
Yeah, Jim, it's west of here.
This morning, Jim thought it was the same.
And I south.
Said,
Same time zone.
Same time zone.
But so further south, it changes right. The sunset time too, doesn't it?
Correct, because I was on FaceTime with Mom, and it was dark here, and it was still light in Florida.
Lucas Glover is 2-9.
All right, we'll throw that one out.
Don't rip up your ticket just yet.
I think you should prop swap it.
Prop swap it.
See if someone
Tiger
it.
Woods, 1-under.
Oh,
through
yeah.
Four holes.
That's okay. Good. That's good.
Solid start.
Three pars, and then he birdied the par 5 13th
yeah.
hole.
Solid start.
Got to birdie those par 5s. There he goes. Way to start, Tiger.
Go, baby.
The weekend will be far more interesting if he's involved again.
It's the only way I'll watch. Seriously.
Of course. I heard you guys talking about it a little bit yesterday. It was driving me a little bit batty.
Oh, was it?
Just because I couldn't be there. No, I couldn't be there to be a part of it. But...
Well, you were at the par 3 yesterday, I think. That's what we were telling people.
Yeah. I wish. The clubs that Bryson DeChambeau, so he's the guy with the, you know, the weird hat.
I thought it was Jesper Parvinick.
The very stiff swing, the guy who's hitting the ball like forever. Sandy Lyle played a practice round with him and reported back on what clubs he was hitting into some of these holes at Augusta National. So I think this will even mean something to you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is a par 5. It's 575 yards.
That's a driver off tee.
Bryson DeChambeau hit driver 8-iron into that green.
F off. No, come on.
Number eight is a par 5, 570 yards. He didn't catch all the drive. He went driver 7-iron.
Seven. You're 7.
Like
I'd be hitting what? 3-wood.
I think he's strong.
You'd be hitting driver, 3-wood,
hopefully a 9-iron.
Hybrid,
yeah.
7-iron, sand wedge, take your 3 putts and get out. I mean, that's what we would all be doing. I'm trying to think of a hole like that is iconic that everybody kind of knows, like maybe the par 5 15th. I think that's the one where Phil Mickelson hit the shot off the pine straw years ago. You remember that? He had to, you know, he had this kind of nasty lot. This is a par 5 where you have to decide whether you're going to lay up in front of the creek or whether you're going to go for the green. Driver 9-iron, 530 yards. Like, They said he's cutting off corners and taking angles on that course. This is what Sandy Lyle said. He said, I've never seen anybody do it before.
Got a putt.
Still have to putt.
Got a putt.
Still got a putt.
That's where you win.
But if he's putting, this guy might make a mockery of that course this weekend. And boy, will we hear about it from him.
How much different does it? A serious question. How much different does it play in November than it does in April?
Tiger played a practice round. He said it's the ball's not going as far. He said it's air is cooler, even November compared to April. You know, air is different.
Yeah, it's denser.
Grass has got to be different. It's got to be different.
Yeah. Everything's different. Yeah, there's leaves falling off the trees, too.
Number 9, par 4, 460. Driver sand wedge.
Tell you what, the course
driver sand wedge on a 460-yard par 4.
The course can't possibly look as good on TV this weekend as it does in April.
No
shot.
It's pretty good. I mean, the blooms won't be the same.
No, that's what I'm saying. The feel of Augusta, it's not going to be there.
Here's the question. Will they roll out the old stuff? Bumping back from break.
Oh, like old stock footage?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, they might.
Let's slip a little video in there of some hydrangeas.
Yeah, it's November.
Azaleas.
I mean, things are a little more gray, even if you're in Georgia.
Yeah.
A little more gray. Joe's in West Virginia. He had a Patriots quarterback thought for us. Joe.
Hey, good afternoon. I don't know what the number 2 sports talk radio show is, but I know the numero 1 sports talk radio show, and it's pretty cool to be on it.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to give you Chase Minovich, and I didn't call for that reason, but a quick shout-out. It's nice to hear a professional sports athlete who's not a prima donna and possesses some humility. He sounded, and we wish him well. As far as the rest of the Pat Riots go, I got a feeling you're looking more at like 2-6 looking at their schedule as opposed to 6-2 because it's tough to replace a quarterback for the age.
Wait a minute. Is this Joe the Milkman?
This is Joe the Milkman, Z-Man.
Shut up, Joe. Long time caller. Back to the days when Zoe used to be at the Score. Score all day, score often.
Wow. Do I go get
Joe, what the hell are you doing in West Virginia? What are you milking cows?
Now. Yeah, I know it. I'm a mailman drinking moonshine, so.
Joe the mailman. No,
yes, yes. Hey,
showed up real quick here. This guy showed up with receiver gloves at a promo I did, and he ran routes in the parking lot.
All right.
And I laid him out, and he caught everything.
How were the routes?
What a guy.
Crisp?
Pretty good. Better than Chachi's. You brought me pancakes in one day, too, Hardy.
Wow.
Joe brought pancakes in.
That's why you remember
him. The other guy wouldn't eat them. He didn't want to touch anything the listener brought in.
I remember Jimmy Lauf from Providence, too.
Jimmy's
here.
All right. See you, Joe. God bless.
Wow. He sees him going 2-6 the rest of the way.
I'll take 6-2. That'd be nice.
I'll take 4-4 and be thrilled.
I'd take 3-3-2.
I'm now happy with 7 wins. A week ago, I was happy with 8. Now I'm happy with 7. You know, the bar keeps lowering.
And I don't know where they're getting this from, but like the confidence from Phillips and in Winovich, like, yeah, I'm not going to give you the game plan, but I'm not going to tell you everything we did wrong, or maybe we now know how to play against them. They find a way to pop them. Do you know what the tone's going to be in here on Monday, like at 4-5, and how quick things can switch?
Oh, it's going to feel great.
You'll be talking about, oh, my God, there is a path. There is a path.
All right, here's a question I have for you, Zoe, and it relates to this week's performance versus playing the Jets. Do you think the Patriots will look better or worse than they did against the Jets this week against the Ravens? Because I think they can look better and lose. I think it's a possibility.
It's a Kansas City type thing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Let's talk about that on the other side. Get your calls on the Patriots. Also, you'll hear what yesterday was said on Felger and Maz, because Greg Bedard said Cam Newton could be back next year. We'll get that back into the mix as well.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I still think that Belichick is in the camp where he's going to let the season play out. I don't think that Cam Newton has been ruled out as part of the future of this team.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ugh.
Start over again. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
Please say that again.
I do not think that Cameron Newton has been ruled out as part of the future of this team.
Why?
Well, that's unfortunate.
How to ruin a brand.
Right. How to ruin my day. You just bummed me out.
You ruined my month.
Because I think with a lot of things in the situations this year, I think it was a tough situation, and then what Cam went through during the season. Look, he was making progress. He regressed mightily to the point where basically the past 2 weeks they've had to basically give him a nursery school quarterback development program the past 2 weeks. And he's been making progress. We'll see if that continues this week. But there's not – what happens if they do close the season, say, 6-2, and Cam is given a few more controls to the offense and he does better? Say he runs a little bit more. Say he's a little bit more comfortable.
Bring him on back, Cam Newton, year number 2.
Yeah, bring back Izzo, too.
2021.
Bring them all back.
Don't rule it out, I think, is what Greg Bedard is saying. And I stand with Greg Bedard on that. I would not rule it out. Not saying I want that or think that that's ideal, but I would not rule out the possibility that it is still a consideration, and that how he plays down the stretch could change how much or how little consideration he gets for next year.
They keep bringing Izzo back.
Ryan Izzo, right? No, advocating for
Frank.
Larry Izzo to come back.
Todd. Todd Izzo.
I think it's something to keep an eye on. If Cam plays well here down the stretch,
it's the most important position on the team. It's the most important position in this league. The teams that have a guy that is decent enough to help elevate the team when the team is down is worth another, I think, a good 3 to 4 wins in this league. And again, it's guys like Roethlisberger. Stafford. I know people like to make fun of Stafford, but if you didn't have Stafford on that team, what the hell's that team's record? The good ones in this league get you another 3 wins. He struggles. It's a roller coaster. And I don't think Bill's one to look back and say, oh, well, you know what? He did go through that COVID thing. We should give him a break. You need to find a guy. You need to find a guy and find a guy quick. Hey, it's a decent story. I don't even say it's a great story. He's still available at the end of June. You grab them. It's a real nice Band-Aid to have right now. It is. I don't want it for the future.
So
I think they labor with him. Do you? And do you think it's just a personnel thing where if they get better personnel on the outside around him, it's going to look that much better? The throwing motion is going to be different. The feet will be different. The decision-making will be different.
So in conjunction with this, can the Patriots look better this week in a loss against the Ravens?
Yes.
Than they did against the Jets in a win?
Yeah, and I say this because
I think that answer is absolutely 100% yes. And let's focus offensively. Can offensively they look better against the Ravens?
They're pretty good on offense the other night. I think they can look the same.
Which to me is better. If they do the same thing that they did a week ago against the Jets.
Then it's progress.
And they do it against a real defense like the Ravens.
All right. It's
improvement. I'm sorry, it is. And that's something to consider this week. They might do the same things.
Okay.
And you look at it and say, hey, you did it against a real team this week. You may not have come out on the right side of it.
I'd say that's more of a credit to Josh than it would be more of a credit to Cam. Because I think then it's saying, okay, we recognize now what Cam can and can't do. And let's simplify things to the point where we're only going to ask him to do what he can do. And it seems like that was it. That was more of a replica of the offenses of past here. A little spread. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ball out, bang it in the hole. Hit the spot route, hit the flat, hit the return, hit the zag. Yeah. Possession type catches and throws. Jacoby Myers was Edelman. That was Brady and Edelman. That's what that looked like. Problem is this week, you got John Harbaugh, pretty damn good coach. You hear what he said yesterday? We're going to pay attention to Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, you think? Real team, real coaching. Gonna maybe take out the one guy who's any sort of.
Well, that's good.
Or if he does start lighting you up in the first half, we'll actually do something about it.
We'll play man during the game. Beat the hell out of him.
Yeah.
We're gonna play man and we're gonna jam him and play with help. Because you know why? But that's good news for the Patriots, though, because the Kill Harry's back.
Well, let's say this. Oh, is he? Is he gonna play?
I hope so.
I hope not.
He was at practice yesterday. And that's
quite frankly, if they cut him tomorrow, I wouldn't be upset with them. I'd say that's an admission that you got it wrong.
I'd respect him more.
I'd have respect for it instead of wasting your time with this project.
That would be balls.
Would be. It really would. But whatever. That's another topic. What about Damier Bird? Because Damier Bird, I thought, got off to a decent start this year, and we were happy with some of the things he did, and he sort of faded here in recent weeks.
I didn't see him doing anything different or poorly. That he hasn't.
No, not
times.
Poorly. I just mean in terms of his involvement and yeah. how much Cam's looking his way.
It's up to Cam to go to him. I mean, I think he's gotten open. I think he has. I think he's run by guys. He's gotten open downfield, and Cam's missed him. Cam missed Jacoby the other night. Cam missed Damier Bird down that left sideline. Was that against Denver or Oakland? I can't remember. It was a home or San Francisco. It was a home game. It was down to my left side. Damier Bird had 3 steps on a guy. When they get Damier Bird downfield, and he also was downfield against Kansas City, open for a touchdown, that Stidham missed him on and threw a pick. Damier Bird can only do what he can do. Get him the ball a little bit. You see it the other night? You threw a hitch to him on that right side. He ran all the way across the field. He had a brain fart because he said, what the hell am I doing on the right side? I got to get back left. He ran all the way back over. Good block by Myers. He almost got in. I don't have a problem with Bird.
Just Cam can't throw outside the numbers.
I know. I just wish that they could get him more involved because I think he's talented. You know, I've been sort of talking up Bird all year. I think he can play.
You know that clown game at the fair with the little clown things that flip up the fuzzy clowns?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, the 3 rows.
Cam, how many baseballs do you think, or softballs do you think Cam would have to have? Oh, you'd use like the shooter gun. I like to throw the softball to knock those down. And if you throw the softball too hard, it hits that rail right now.
No, I'm talking about the gun where you grab it like this.
I like
and
the
it's
water
got
gun.
The ball, you like know, the, water like the air pressure ball that shoots out like a racket ball. That one.
We've perfected
racket
it.
Ball?
And then you hear
the fair?
Yeah. No, no, like in the arcade. Oh. He has the fuzzy clowns, yeah. Three rows of them.
And they get the red rubber balls.
Yeah, it's got like the two-handed little cannon. And it's got like a hard rubber. It looks like a racket ball.
I like the squirt gun in the clown's mouth, and then he blows up the balloon.
Me and my kid perfected that one. So we'll get up there.
The horsey race.
Yeah.
Yeah, the horsey goes if you're shooting the water from the water.
What about
gun?
Rolling the balls with the horse race? That one.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That place in Providence, Jim.
I know. Yeah, Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
Yes. It's crazy that I know what you're saying, but yeah.
Yeah, Jim knows.
Like skee ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kid and I perfected the, when the fair comes, the Cracker Barrel fair, out in Rentham, you got the squirt gun one, with the, and they wait till all the seats fill up and get all these kids sitting down. He's standing there like he's going. I pull him back. I get in. And then hold it down. He gets the prize.
That's how you perfected the game?
You, sir, are a terrible human being.
More life lessons for the kid.
You are
kid's
so
a winner. Kid walks out with one. But
kid's a cheater.
You are so.
No, kid won.
Morally,
kid
cheated.
Oh, you won. He didn't win.
He got to pick what he wanted.
Scott Solak is morally bankrupt.
No. Come on.
This goes back to the catch.
Unbelievable.
The football over the house catch.
Yeah.
And now you were teaching him to act like.
You got to pretend, yeah.
To fake
you pretend,
it.
Yeah, you got to fake that you caught it.
Hey, it's same thing in the NFL, right? I got a coach, throw the flag.
Jacoby Myers did it the other day. I thought he caught it.
Almost did it. He almost pulled it off.
Yeah. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying, Hardy.
Before replay, that one holds up.
What did that look
about? You seen some of these old highlights, by the way, before replay? Like, guy's not even close to the end zone. The referee's like, yep, touchdown.
He's in. And you know what? That was just sort of the way the world worked then.
Yeah.
My close son's like, enough. That's a catch? How is that a catch? He dropped the ball.
Louth Jr. over there.
Jesus.
Jim's kid's going to be a
well,
coach.
Well, his dad doesn't sit there and hold the squirt gun for him, so.
I'm like, hey, what do you want? You want the big one? You want the big bear?
No, he perfected it.
I'll tell you. I'll show you how to beat the system, okay?
Life lessons.
Yep.
Hardy has
put the fried dough down. Put
Hardy has headlines. We'll get to your calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Solak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Swallow my pride for you, lived a lie for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, cause you never give it, peeling the years away,
and now we can't relive it.
Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
You know what they said? They said we'd work it out. You know what I mean? It did.
You said you had no doubt.
Are you sure?
That deep down we were really in love.
You said we'd work it out. You said that we had no doubt. But deep down we were really in love. Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of trying to hold on. To a feeling I know is gone.
I do believe.
I do believe that I had enough.
Had enough of what?
Of the falseness.
Of the falseness and a war.
Worn out, really.
Relation.
Enough of the jealousy.
and the intoleration.
Intoleration.
Which is not a word.
You know what else isn't a word that people use all the time? Irregardless.
Yeah, I think we've all identified that. This is the only time I've heard intoleration used.
I agree. Turn up, Jim.
Time for me to fly.
People looking it through the windows, like the radio people. Like, what are they doing? They tried playing this sometimes. I know it hurts to say
goodbye. Who is that? Can't see through the reflection.
Is it a Bob Bronson? He ain't here. Big Bob.
Ooh. All right, then.
Oh, I guess intoleration is a word, but I've still never heard it used anywhere outside of that song. Right. Intolerant is what you would say.
Correct.
Yes. Should we go to the phones as promised?
Sure.
We've been promising the people.
They've been hanging.
Speaking with them. I hope this is up to date on this makeshift call screener we've
built. Whatever happened to my brother Charlie? I don't know
about Charlie. This is Rob.
What are you talking about?
Rob? Foxborough Rob?
Bob?
You got it. You guys are right on. Good work on the harmonizing as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Question. So I was on drinking from the same delusional bowl you were when Cam, I'm done with him. We got to rip the Band-Aid off. I can't take him anymore. I love the guy. I thought he was going to be the solution. Here's what I'm thinking. A perfect world. Tell me what you guys think. We get Aaron Rodgers away from Green Bay. He's right. He's got that ego. We appeal to his ego. We tell him we're going to give you a big deal. We've got the money next year. And we're going to take Nathaniel Hackett with you, make him the offensive coordinator, promote Daniels to head coach. Bill goes up to the box, steps aside, and then we get, at least for 3 years, we get Rodgers. We get Nathaniel Hackett, and then we put some actual weapons around him.
This is going to be the best call we've had in some time, Rob. That's a hell of a call. I'm going to tell you why. This is how I would phrase it. Would you take Rodgers if it meant you couldn't have Belichick?
No.
New England Patriots get Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback next year. Josh McDaniels stays. Belichick leaves. Would you do it?
No, Rodgers would be running the team.
And the problem with that is what?
You had the best guy ever to play the position. You wouldn't let him run the team.
Yeah, but Bill's not here anymore. Bill wanted to do something else. He wanted to go elsewhere, whatever.
How are things going, Aaron Rodgers?
There you go. How are things going in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers running the team?
They'll get to 12-4. They'll get to 13-3.
Gee, that sounds so horrible.
Then they get their mouth punched and knocked in, you know what, a dirt in a divisional round every year.
He's won a Super Bowl.
He's won a Super Bowl. Yes. There's something smarmy and off with the guy. He's a great player. I'd love to have him. I think it'd be sexy. I want to keep Bill and him. I'd love that.
Okay, so you are on board with taking Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. Rob senses a little something there. Rodgers may not be a good fit together.
I don't know.
He loves him. He loves Rodgers. The way he talks about him, though.
Never know. Bill talks up everybody.
Jim, we should dig up the old pregame interviews prior to Green Bay games. Oh, yeah. Makes every throw. Watch this off the
back. We did whole shows on that, how he was tweaking Brady by talking up Rodgers and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I get that. But he also had Brady, and at the end, that didn't really work because he's clashing egos.
He's limited with what he can do with Cam. Cam's the guy this year. We're talking about next year moving on, what you got to do to fix this thing. The sexiest thing improbable one would be to go get Aaron Rodgers. I think Jimmy's more of a quicker fix and more doable with the money and knows the system and that. I think you're shooting for the moon with Rodgers. That'd be hitting the moon. You'd land on the moon if you got him. You would be back in an instant contender like that. That's what I say. When you got a guy, you know, when you got a top 10 guy in the league, you're a contender. You're in it. You're a 10-win team. 10-win team every year. So, and remember,
that sounds really terrible right now.
And some of Aaron's worst years are career years for other guys. Just remember that.
Well, just ask him. He'll tell you.
Does a race car driver come with him too?
They're not together anymore.
Oh, they aren't?
No, haven't been together in a while.
Who's he with? Remember the brother and the wedding and all that stuff? Like, he's an odd duck, man.
They broke up.
I didn't know that.
Let's see. I think it happened sometime earlier this year.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let me read from heavy.com.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Down years for me are career years for most quarterbacks. Yeah!
That was an over-top reaction.
Pat McAfee show.
See, Brady sent McAfee glasses, his glass sunglasses. They're Danish.
The blue blockers?
No, the Danish ones. Very expensive.
That was awesome!
Danica and Aaron Rodgers split earlier this year. They've begun to talk about it openly.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Zoe, you're saying that without Belichick and with Rodgers, they're a 10-win team?
With Rodgers and Belichick? Yeah.
With Rodgers and Belichick or without Belichick?
Without Bill, what are they?
With Bill. Without Bill? I don't know.
10-win team. Probably a 10-win team is what I would say.
A nice team? They'd be a nice team?
Yeah, they'd be a
Celtics.
Nice team.
They'd be Celtics.
You know what they are now? Right now, they're a bad team. They'd be a nice team with Aaron Rodgers. They'd be going in the right direction.
Same, just one-for-one swap.
Belichick for Rodgers.
No, I'm saying Cam for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, God, yeah. Just on this team alone, they'd be a... Yeah, you could pencil them in for 9 or 10 wins with this same roster, which is problematic. Because a quarterback does not solve this roster's problems. You need a quarterback. It's part of your problems. It does not solve the problems here in New England. Really doesn't. I don't feel that way about them. Do you?
It helps them. Helps them a lot, getting that type of guy.
It does. It would help them maybe cover some things up. But they have a lot of needs on this roster right now. 617-779-0985. We'll talk to Bruce Arena. What? What are you pointing to? These pictures?
No, just the pictures of Rodgers are insane. Rodgers
that exist? Him with this cowboy outfit on and a mustache?
Like
what is that? Show that on TV for the people at home.
I like to lock
Josh, him. Yeah. Let me get a look at that.
Put that on TV.
Put that on TV.
I like to lock him and Jim Murray in the Coolidge Corner Theater during a film fest. Have them...
Why is that a thing?
IPAs or something.
What
do you, take your freaking horse?
Oh, my God. Things would be so much more fun if we had Aaron Rodgers here. Root like hell for
that's
that.
That's a weirdo right there.
That'd be so much fun. Keep that weirdo. Even with his ridiculous. Hey, we could be his weekly interview like he does out there. He could do it with us.
Tell us to relax.
We can go, Hey, we'll do another weekly interview. Bruce Arena is going to be on with us in just minutes. That happens on the other side. Stick around.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, B. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution. Bruce Arena is with us now. Hey, coach, what's going on? How you doing?
Not much. Good afternoon. How's everyone doing?
You didn't say gentlemen.
Oh.
I didn't say gentlemen, right? You told me not to anymore. So
Who said that?
I thought you said I shouldn't be calling you gentlemen. Okay, good afternoon, gentlemen.
That's classy. Same like we feel important when you do that. Yeah.
It's our comfort food.
We need that.
How do you feel about your draw?
You guys are important.
Oh. You guys are pretty important. Postseason play. How do you feel about the draw against Montreal a week from tomorrow?
Well, I postseason in our sport is like postseason in any sport. You got to be ready to play, and any small mistakes makes a difference. There's a fine line, and we've got to get ready. I thought the game in Philadelphia was a good rehearsal for us, one for the coach, the coach did a lousy job organizing his team for that game. And it's a lesson, a good lesson for me, and it was a very good lesson for the players as well. So I'm actually excited because I think we've had a week of practice, which we normally have not had this entire season. So we're making improvements this week, and then we have next week to prepare for Montreal, and I like our chances.
Well, you've seen a lot of Montreal this year, and you've had some success against Montreal this year. Do you have to sort of remind yourself and remind your players not to be thinking about those previous matchups and just focus on the current match at hand?
Oh, for sure. I think those previous games mean nothing. And, you know, Montreal's going to be ready to play. They deserve a lot of credit for scrapping and fighting in D.C. last weekend to get a result that got them into the playoffs. So I give them a lot of credit. I expect that they're going to have the same type of tenacity against us. And we know when we play in Gillette, teams tend to drop off a bit, get numbers behind the ball, and make things real difficult. So we got to, you know, we got to be ready to play a real tight game, and hopefully our team will be ready next Friday.
Yeah, here we are almost at the middle of November, and you have to go all the way back to, I think, July 9th, last time you had your three big guys, the designated players, all together in the same lineup. And that's got to, you know, going back to Sunday, it's got to make you feel good, you know, to get those guys out there.
Yeah, the last couple of days of training, just to have those guys together, and especially Carlos. You know, Carlos is our best player. He's an excellent player, and he's getting into great form. Gustavo was off for close to a month, and he did not look sharp against Philadelphia, but this week in training, he's getting better every day. So I'm hopeful we're going to put a good team on the field next Friday, and we're going to be a dangerous team going forward in the attack.
Matt Turner has been voted your team's MVP by fans, and his teammates also gave him a Player of the Year vote. What has he meant to your team, and what will he mean to your team in these upcoming games?
Well, he's important. He's made some big saves this year to get us results in games. And then the playoffs, after 90 minutes, if it's tied, you go to penalty kicks. And penalty kicks are big, and you need a goalkeeper that can make a save in penalty kicks. And I think we have one in Matt Turner. So he was valuable during the regular season. He could be even more valuable during the playoffs.
All right, I think that's about it for us. Okay. He's ready to
You're
go.
On questions? You're on a question.
Did I stun everyone?
No, I mean, do you sense any uneasiness from your team at all?
Well,
because I know it's do or die. You know, it kind of stinks when it's elimination. You know, when you see it.
I think we need that. I think that'll get the best out of our group. We gotta we gotta either put up or shut up. And it's there's been enough talk during the regular season. It's time to, you know, show what we got. So I'm looking forward to the game.
I guess the only thing I was going to ask is just how you feel, like, generally, because we talk about this in other sports, Bruce, about, you know, waves that you ride into the postseason and whether or not that's a thing. Do you think that's a thing in soccer? Because if it is, this is probably not the way you want to come in. I know you mentioned the Philadelphia game and how you included yourself in that, but the last couple of matches, I mean, does it matter to you at all how you play in those last couple of matches going into the postseason?
No, I don't think it does in our case, because we know where we're at as a team. There's no mystery. We realize some of the mistakes we've made during the regular season. We think we're building our team to a point where we're going to have our best players on the field next Friday. And I think by the time we kick off next Friday, we're going to be at a point where, you know, we're going to be capable of playing our best soccer of the year. So I'm looking forward to it. You know the playoffs in every sport, they're crazy. We saw it in the bubble with the NBA, how crazy it was. We saw it last year with the Patriots in the first game. So, you never know. But, I think we'll be prepared and ready to go. So I look forward to it, and I don't mind the fact that it's a one-and-done type of tournament now. So I look forward to it.
So with where you're at this time of year, I know maybe, you know, not specific matches, but you seem to have health coming together. Do you feel like your team could go on a run in these playoffs?
I think so. You know, again, you don't want to talk ahead, because we're going to have to be at our best to beat Montreal. The next game will be Toronto or Philadelphia. That's how we're sized up. Philadelphia, you know, if they end up getting us, you never know what they might be going on vacation next weekend to prepare for us because they've had so much success. But and all kidding aside, you know, we've played Philadelphia enough times. We don't even need to do a scouting report. We just need to know what we have to do better. So it's possible we can get on a run, but we're not getting on any kind of run if we don't get past Montreal.
All right, Coach. Thanks for the time, as always. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
There it is.
Say it, Coach.
Okay. Bye. Bruce Arena joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Take care.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a comfort factor.
The momentum thing. It's like the you know, the waves that you ride, or, you know, peaking too soon.
Yeah.
I'm a believer in it in hockey. I don't know that it's a thing in soccer. And Beetle, you said it best. I mean, and he said it too.
He even said these, like, last couple of days, they don't matter.
Carlos Hill, Gustavo Bow, and you get these guys coming back, and you got them playing healthy, and you got them playing well, and Teal Bunbury is still playing well, and the Matt Turner, it all you know, starts and stops, no pun intended, with him. But those guys back out there, yeah, he's not going to say it. I wouldn't expect him to say it. But if there's a team poised for a run, it's them, with those guys coming back and being healthy.
Health is there.
And Turner continuing to play well. So
health is there.
Yep. Don't look at their seeding. They could go on a little run here.
They
could also lose the first game.
They limped in. The last two matches, they limped in what happened.
One of the last times we talked, he anticipated them playing, opening up down in Orlando. I thought he brought that up, too. So it's good. They're home.
Our thanks to Bruce Arena. Once again, we'll get headlines. No commercials. We're right back. You want to have a good laugh?
Yeah.
I do. I haven't heard this audio yet, but I'm looking forward to it. It's Jim Gray making the rounds, doing his interviews.
Talking to goats.
Selling books. We'll get to it next.
Yes.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.